Beyond structures and techniques, a shared sensibility and psychology inheres between comics and poets. Both are obsessed with mortality. The actor Edmund Gwenn is thought to have uttered on his deathbed, "Dying is easy, comedy is hard." The adage seems to have undergone, like most good poems and jokes, a process of revision. Dying is not a seemly or delicate matter, but it is a laughing matter. And the comedy and poetry I most admire is tinged with this sobering awareness. As Tom Dish, the caustic poet and much-missed master of no-holds-barred hilarity, used to say of light verse, "There has to be blood in the grass." In his essay, "Sherbert in a Turkish Bath, Serious Humor and Serious Poems," Andrew Hudgens gives this assessment of humor's dark side. "Jokes swim in the deep waters of death, sex, fear, violence, hate, and innocence betrayed, the stuff of great literature, to the chagrin of many." Auden reminds us that, quote, "Through the Janus of a joke, the candid Psychopompus spoke," the Psychopompus being Hermes, the god of, among other things, demons and deep truth. "It isn't usually happy people who tell jokes," Hudgens adds. "Neither do poets strike me as a particularly jolly bunch, though they can be uproariously funny, both personally and in print." As mentioned earlier, Fulke Greville believed his poems were not for those upon whose foot the black ox of melancholy had not already trod. So too Baudelaire, Rochester, Larkin, Dickinson, Frost, Hecht, and all the poets quoted in this essay. The poet William Matthews understood, like any comedian worth his grease paint, that often life amounts to just so many thwarted expectations. A harsh lingua franca of disappointment constituted for him our, quote, "burled, unspoken, common language." In his poem, "Dire Cure," Matthews anxiously, jokingly, rehearses names for his wife's life-threatening tumor. "I couldn't stop personifying it, devious, doer. It had a clouded heart, like Iago's. It loved disguise. It was a garrison in a captured city, a bad horror film, the blob, a stowaway, an inside job. If I could make it be like something else, I wouldn't have to think of what it was. In fact, it was part of my lovely wife." Early in his essay, "Laughter," Bergson observes that laughter and emotion are incompatible. It seems as though the comic could not produce its disturbing effect unless it fell, so to say, on the surface of a soul that is thoroughly calm and unruffled. Indifference is its natural environment, for laughter has no greater foe than emotion. Others have argued that humor and joke-telling work as an avoidance of emotion, a buffering effect. But humor can also be fraught with emotion. Like poetry, it accesses our most difficult feelings, even as it orders them and elucidates them. Even in light verse, it is possible to discern beneath the poem's comic veneer a motivation seated in deep feeling. This, as Freud suggests, is the point at which a surface jest becomes a full-on joke, or in our case, a poem. Such deepening occurs in Robert Conquest's wry and devastating Progress, perhaps the most brilliant limerick of the 20th century. "There was a great Marxist named Lenin, who did 2 or 3 million men in. That's a lot to have done in. But where he did one in, that grand Marxist Stalin did 10 in." The music is sprightly, but the matter is powerful and even tragic. The great poet and critic Paul Valéry believed that at the root of the human condition was a shadowy center. Latent in every man, he believed, is a venom of amazing bitterness, a black resentment, something that curses and loathes life, a feeling of being trapped, of having trusted and been fooled, of being the helpless prey of impotent rage, the victim of a savage, ruthless power. It is out of such stuff that jokes and poems are made. For his part, Gershon Legman, a renowned dirty joke collector, who, among his many accomplishments, introduced origami to the West, bedded Anais Nin, and invented the vibrating dildo, noted the infinite aggressions of jokes and their tellers. This sentiment was echoed by the theater critic John Lahr, son of the comedian and actor Bert Lahr, in speaking about the comedy of his father's generation, namely burlesque and vaudeville. He noted the homicidal nature of the language used by comedians. I killed, I murdered him, I knocked him dead, I died out there. Death is an enduring subject for comedy and poetry because it is, as Ted Cohen puts it in Jokes, Philosophical Thoughts on Joking Matters, permanent and universal. Quote, everyone is aware of it, everyone will know what you are talking about the moment you mention death. In this regard, death is like sex, and marriage and illness and love and youth and old age, all these that we may presume many of us know about. Anthologies of both humor and poetry are filled with the stuff.